Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The two MDC formations hint that SADC, as guarantees of the Global Political Agreement, may have the final say as to when Zimbabwe can hold national elections this year to end the shaky government, as they continue to disagree on dates.
The whole idea is to provide for a consensus, get the political parties to agree to say, yes, we think the condition is good enough for us to proceed to an election. So you set the standards.
The crisis in Zimbabwe coalition, in a new report, says the ZANU-PF will this year modify its terror tactics, among other things, as it seeks to win the next harmonized elections and re-establishes control in the country. And the ZANU-PF Politburo was today locked up in a meeting to discuss regulations to guard aspiring members of parliament, councillors and others, as primary elections prove too divisive for political parties in the country. Political parties in the government of national unity are generally agreed that elections to replace their unstable coalition should be called sometime this year. But just which month the harmonized elections to be held remains an issue which the two MDC formations say may only be settled by the Southern African Development Community if the three parties continue to disagree. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Addressing journalists at the National Press Club last night, MDCT Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma and Secretary General of the MDC formation led by Professor Washman Ngube, Priscilla Misaera Mbumushonga, said none of the three unit government principals has the power to set election dates by themselves. Misaera Mbumushonga said all the three political parties have to agree on the dates for the crucial election that will bring the unit government to an end.
The whole idea is to provide for a consensus, get the political parties to agree to say, yes, we think the condition is good enough for us to proceed to an election. So you set the standards both from agreeing to a date to agreeing to an environment, not to necessarily wake up in the morning and this one says 29, the other one says July, the other one says August. It should be a date that comes out of a conversation and out of a consensus.
Mangoma said security sector and media reforms and an overhaul of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Secretariat should be prioritized before dates for an election are proclaimed. Mangoma and Misaera Mbumushonga agreed Zimbabwe should establish the rule of law firmly before SADC can approve its quest to hold elections this year.
We feel that once we have agreed on a roadmap for election, there must be a SADC summit to be able now to endorse that all the political parties have now agreed, or if we have not agreed, that they give us the necessary direction and that we are all bound by that direction given by SADC. Then we can have an election.
The two said the United Nations World Tourism General Assembly, that is due to be held in August, will also be key in deciding the election dates. Misaera Mumshonga explains elections in their nature are divisive, adding it may not be wise for the country to hold polls at a time it will be hosting a major international event like the UNWTO Assembly.
Do you want people to come into your country where we are telling each other off and taking each other's pants off in public? I don't think so. I think you want people to come and find a united country, a country that is giving an impression that you can come back. For some of us, the UNWTO is just not about the UNWTO. It's about dealing with all the things that people have had around Zimbabwe. It's about, you know, creating an image about a country that is a good investment place.
Misaera Mbumushonga is, with Parliament dissolving at the end of June, it is imperative to ensure all legislative amendments required are implemented. Failure to do so would result in the use of the Presidential Temporary Measures Act to resolve outstanding issues. Misaera Mbumushonga said is undesirable as the President may abuse the powers. Mangoma agreed with Mushonga.
All I can say is an election day of 29 June is not possible. And at the same time, we need an election as soon as possible to make sure that you don't have an executive that runs without the legislature.
Asked whether the MDC formations and other parties will unite against ZANU-PF in the harmonized elections, the two agreed that would be ideal. but Ms. Ayirambu Mushuonga said it would be difficult given the infighting caused by primary elections in the parties ahead of the polls. Commenting, Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pesairo Anya says it's imperative for political parties seeking to oust ZANU-PF from office to unite ahead of the national elections.
I think as we are going for election, they must look at those electoral results in 2008, look at the voting patterns in the March referendum. And it clearly shows you that if they had the national interest, if they have the national interest, and if they unite as we go for election, there is no chance that ZANU-PF can remain as the ruling party.
Ruanya says President Mugabe will be defeated in this year's polls if the two MDC formations and other political parties unite. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.